Picture description advanced. Well, to say the least, that's not a very lovely scene of office life at all, which may have its beauties and advantages, but having a boss like this guy is certainly not one of them. He has worked himself up, threateningly towering above the woman, as if his gaze could kill. His posture is intimidating, calling her to account for something she must have failed to do properly. He leaves no doubt that his emotions are intense. Although his finger is not pointing at her directly, it looks as if he was expelling her from the room, or who knows, even from her job as well. We can only imagine what is going on through the woman's mind in this humiliating moment. It's clear as daylight that she's in no position to argue back. Her two other colleagues are just passive onlookers as well. They seem to be safe, not involved in the storm the boss is working up. I can even sense some curiosity in the look on the one in front of her, while the other seems to detach herself from the whole argument. Well, who would want to be in a situation like that? Certainly not me. Being so humiliated and helpless that you want the ground to swallow you up is not something to be envied. While, on the other hand, I wouldn't want to be in the shoes of this boss either, losing my temper in a rage. Maybe some people may positively enjoy being in a superior position where they are in control and can give a piece of their mind to a subordinate, but I don't belong to them. And even witnessing such a scene is no fun either. Perhaps you would have something to say in your colleague's defence, but lack the courage to speak up. Or, how shall I put it, you might know better than to stand in the way of a boss's fury. I'm an artist, so I would feel like a fish out of water if I had to work in an office environment. I tend to avoid conflict, so managing such tensions and keeping cool without losing my head would be beyond me. However, I love reading psychology books and studying human nature, not just for its practical usefulness in everyday situations, but for its own sake, satisfying my curiosity. Perhaps one day I will gather enough courage to join a psychodrama group where you can act out such scenes and learn valuable lessons from them.